Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you. Hey everybody, welcome back to Take on the Lake with Lake Expo. I'm Nathan Bechtold, and in the studio today we have some of the Lake Expo crew for a very special Christmas episode called the Christmas Movie episode. I just made that up. That's a terrible name for this episode. We should start over, but we're not going to. This is the Christmas Movie episode, and we are going to say things that we love, sing things that we don't love, and who knows? We may just, that could come to fisticuffs at some point between me and Robbie, at least.
Or we could be singing Christmas carols.
We could. Does anyone want us to do that? I mean,
probably not.
No, probably not. So in the studio, we've got, okay, sound off. Go to my right.
Hey, I'm Tegan. I'm Jill, the old woman.
No, token, come on, Jill.
The token, Jill.
The token, Jill.
And I'm Robbie Brewer.
Okay. All right. So Teague, Jill, and Robbie. And we're going to just jump right into it. So it is, it's not Christmas as we're recording this. It is December 18th. Yeah, right. All-time favorite Christmas movie, just the easy softball. Let's go around. The one that you cannot go a Christmas without watching, period. Mm-hmm. What is it? Robbie.
Elf, undeniably. Elf is the greatest. It brings all the vibes. It has everything that you need. And Will Ferrell's good too.
Well, you're wearing an Elf shirt. So you kind of gave that one away when you showed up here today. Yeah. Yeah. We all came in our Christmas shirt garb. So nice Elf shirt for Robbie. And Elf is your final quote from Elf. I mean, there's that one.
Geez, yeah. Santa,
I know him. Is that favorite quote from Elf?
That's. I gotta think about it.
Okay, we'll circle back to you. All right, Jill.
The original Rudolph. It really is. I mean, it just brings me back to my childhood, and I forced my children to all watch it, and now I'm trying to force my children to have their children watch it, and it just goes.
The one with the miner that sings silver and gold.
It's the original claymation, original one, and when it comes on, it just warms my soul, and I don't even have to. It just needs to be on in the background. Then you hear that you know the.
Oh, that's right, with the nose.
And the dentist and the abominable snowman. I mean, it was on this week, and we turned it off when it came on. I mean, I don't like, he still scares me.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't know that's where you were going. I was just, he terrified me
yes,
as a child.
Yes.
I've seen them as well, and yeah, that did terrify me, which is why I still don't watch them. It's like some negative connotation with the abominable snowman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not even scary, but it is scary. Like it's the same thing with like it's like the Wizard of Oz factor, right? Where it's like there's something about old movie bad guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that because all the people that were making these movies were like they really were diabolical and they just had to, they like were really dialed into how to make a bad guy, but they just give you like the creepy. Yeah.
Right.
Vibes.
And Rudolph's small and little, and he's got his problems, and then it's going to come and scare him. He doesn't need to be scared. Yeah.
I don't know that I've shown that one to my children, honestly, because I think that's probably like same with Robbie.
It's
like,
been a while.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll even. I have one kid that gets really scared of a lot of things, so I think it would not go well.
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay, but hey, favorite nostalgia buttons. Mm-hmm. Good, great.
All of it hits
with your jolly sweater
Jill.
You got going on. Jolly Jill.
Jolly Jill.
Teague, favorite Christmas movie?
The Grinch. We will be watching that every single year.
Which one?
Which
are we
version?
About?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank
yes.
you.
What other version?
Well, there
I don't
are
actually
others, but
mind.
We shouldn't talk about them.
Correct.
I remember watching like the original like animated one, which I don't mind.
Okay, well, yeah, that one's.
And then the newest one with Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm like, yeah, that's funny. And like my niece and nephew also like he can like quote the movie and he's like he was telling me everything that's about to happen as we were watching it. But wow. I prefer the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's the best.
He
Agreed.
Is the
quote
best.
It all the time.
Oh
yes. I quote it all year long.
It's a legendary movie for the quotes, for the ranting of the Jim Carrey dialogue, in which a lot of which is probably improv too.
Absolutely
you know?
It
it's
was.
Just he's very much a character.
Yeah,
sure.
I literally reenacted the scene where puts on the outfit the other day in the office, right? And I was like,
That's
it, I'm not going.
I missed it.
Yes, that was probably not an HR-approved moment in the office, but All right, my Antigua has got okay.
This is an impish and admirable shirt. All you office watchers will know that from one of the Christmas episodes with Dwight.
Man, which season is that? Do you remember?
Oh, geez.
Impish or admirable?
Yeah. So they were doing like.
Is that like six?
I don't know.
Five.
That's the great
six?
Things like with shows and stuff. You have like your little Christmas holiday episodes, but this one was like he comes in dressed as. What did we say it was?
Oh,
Belschnickel.
Belschnickel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
The German, okay. Santa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, all the Office Christmas episodes are
hilarious.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
I agree.
Okay, for me, all-time favorite Christmas movie is, and this is such a typical answer, but I don't care. It's a Wonderful Life. I will watch that every year. I mean, I think every
does
year
not
until
surprise me.
Until I'm done. Yeah, I mean, it gets me every time. Gets me right in the feels. I'll tell you two moments that get me from that movie. One moment is where he is running up the stairs, where he's like feeling the stress because of, you know, he's like this misplaced money and he's sort of like kind of freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs upstairs to go check on Zuzu, who's came home with a cold, right, or whatever. And he grabs hold of that top carved thing on the banister of the stairwell, you know, and it comes off in his hand. Man, I love, because I have felt that moment. Like, when stuff is stressing you out, and doesn't, that's not even Christmas related. It's just like life, when you're like, got these things, and then this one little thing that has been like, just like jabbing you, you know, and they've lived in that house for, you know, a decade or whatever it is at this point, and they've never fixed that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes off in his hand, and you see it in his eyes. This is why Jimmy Stewart is like one of the greatest actors of all time, because he wants to throw it across the room. Like, you can see it in his eyes. And I have felt that like already things I'm having, there's a lot of pressure in this moment. And then this one little thing that is dumb and shouldn't affect me at all. Mm-hmm. And it comes in and it is threatening to make me like lose my ever loving mind.
Yep.
I love, that is actually maybe my favorite moment in that movie because I feel it so much. I mean, obviously the great moments are like at the end when they sing Auld Lang Syne and everything's great and blah, blah, blah. But then the other moment I like, which is related to this, this is not because I'm like an angry parent or anything. It's just because I think these moments are really capture something. But is when he's actually, it's right after he's come home, having gone out and like tried to find that money, and he's home and he's kind of like unraveling. And there's just this cacophony of noise in the house. Like the one kid's playing the piano and the other kid's like, daddy, daddy. And like by the end of the movie, he realizes that he would never trade that for a million anything. Right. But in that moment, he's like, he like feels like maybe it's about to lose it. Right. And he says something like, I love this line because it's a terrible line, but he's like, so I'm like, why do we have to have all these kids? And I would never actually really mean that. But like, as a parent of five kids, there are these moments when we're like, man, we have a lot of kids. And you feel it because like this one's hungry and this one just pooped and this one is playing the piano and there's a mess on the floor, you know, and it's like, wow, this is a lot right now. So anyways, in that moment, I think they have five kids in the movie. And in that moment, I kind of feel it. So I love that moment because I think he plays that moment so well. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love the whole movie. We could just talk through the entire movie, actually, right now.
That'll be on my, we can bring it up later.
I think.
Uh-oh. Okay.
going.
Not with the movie.
Going back, like thinking about, like when you were saying the Grinch, like the Grinch, there's so many lines in the Grinch in which you can just quote year round. I think in the Elf, the one for me where he's drinking the entire like 2 liters or whatever it is, the giant soda, and then he burps and he's like, "Did you hear that?" to like everybody. That's like a household thing in my family. Like anytime you burp, it's like you have to say that, or it's like something's wrong. So yeah,
I love it. I mean, again, because we run Christmas movies over the grooves of our
brains so much. They just, I think they're always. Yeah. Horrible. All right. Just again, for the record, I love having five children.
Yeah.
I want to just put that out there. I just love the stress of that moment. Okay. Moving on. Christmas movies that you hate or think should not really like be appreciated as a Christmas movie.
I guess I'll start.
Okay.
Red One is one of the worst.
Red One?
Red, and then it's one. Mm-hmm. Like the word one. Yeah. It's a recent movie. It's like, I want to say like 2022 or 2023. And it's with The Rock and Chris Evans. And like the movie production is good, but the value of like the consumerism idea of Christmas and like the fact that it's just such this like marketed thing. It's like they took this action movie and basically decided alongside this action movie, we're also going to market it as a Christmas movie because we're putting it out at Christmas. So we're going to make this giant like epic mm-hmm. film. And then we're just going to throw the fact that like Grumpy Santa like exists. And it's just like, it is so infuriating that the idea of Christmas and going to go see a Christmas movie at theaters and the fact that this movie is just like, it's like a very small percentage of Christmas in the movie. It's just like,
but it got treated as a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Don't watch that one.
I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I haven't either. I've never even heard of it.
All right, Jill, what's your hateable Christmas movies?
I mean, the ones I hate, I probably haven't watched just because I think I hate them. And that would be The Polar Express, and I don't know why. I'm sorry. That's going to bring...
Wow. One mega controversy just happened right now.
It's been on, and I can't watch it.
I'll tell you why.
I don't even know what it's about.
A lot of people
don't
like the animation.
It's the animation.
Okay.
Because the animation is almost Uncanny Valley kind of thing. It's like it's... Wait, is that live? No, it's animation.
So that's what it is.
You don't know any different.
It holds such a special place in my heart. Yeah. Like being in elementary school.
Yeah, when they did the Polar Express Day.
Okay, so my dad was the principal, and we'd have Polar Express Day. Yeah. So the entire fourth grade hall was turned into a train, and we had like a little booth.
Yeah.
And they'd come around with our hot cocoa carts.
I will always remember that.
And our pajamas, and then we'd go and watch the movie. My dad was the train conductor. Yep. So he had his whistle, his hat.
Sweet.
And he shaved.
Wow, Jill, you just stomped all over her childhood memories.
I agree.
We brought you. The animation That's what we brought you here.
It's creepy, so but it's almost better when you go back and watch it, and you can not even like the movie, but you can kind of laugh at how bad the movie actually is, and the fact that there's
See,
people that
bad.
Like it.
Yes, exactly.
You're talking Polar Express.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, like I've seen it like love one time, the movie. Honestly. I love the movie. I've seen it 1,000 times for the same reasons, mm-hmm. and I think that the animation is so. Is very
That's
bad, but
issue.
It's you can go back and watch it and like laugh at the fact that you liked this movie at some point
and that you're watching it again.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, good All one. Right. Good okay. one. Sorry. Start it up, Start Jill. It up. Here we go.
Okay, so I have been in preparation. I've been watching some Christmas movies that I had never seen.
Oh, she did
one
a
of
homework.
Them.
Oh yeah.
Was Journey to Bethlehem, which is from 2023. It's a musical. Thought it was gonna be great. You know, it's the actual Christmas story. It was so annoying because they just like inserted all these modern like ideals in there. So like Mary didn't want to get married. She wanted to be a teacher and he didn't. Joseph didn't want to get married. And there were women soldiers. And there was just so many things that happened. I was like, I am so disappointed.
Yeah.
Like I
you
can
made it
like
through the whole thing.
Well, yeah. I have a problem. Just like not. I have to finish the things. But and like oh. And Lecrae played Gabriel, the angel. I was like, what is happening here? Made him kind of goofy. Like, he bonked his head coming in to speak to Mary.
That is
that
is not archangel material right there.
I was
to bonk your head coming into a door.
And he
know,
was, like, prepping.
Ridiculous.
He's like, okay, I'm going to say it this way. I was like, oh, my gosh. This is, yeah. Anyway, it annoyed me. I liked some of the music. I'm like, again, and the production was fine. It was, like, for an actual story, I'm like, this was not. It was like
I think that's
cringe.
A general movie philosophy is like you can watch something and the production can be so good and so pleasing for your eyeballs. But yet if the story is just bad and the ideals of what they're discussing and how the plot is unfolding is bad, it kind of just ruins all the money you just spent on,
yeah.
on the movie.
Yeah.
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 So,
gosh. And also handle with care on the Christmas story. Come on.
I was like, this is just Christian cringe. Like people who are like, oh, this could be cool. Like you,
I don't like that. I haven't seen it and I will not.
Yeah.
Thanks to your recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't, because it's like, I was taking notes.
When was it?
2023.
Okay.
It's always newer. The modern ones. It's always the new ones.
I mean, are there any recent Christmas movies that have been good?
Yes.
Okay, because this I'm rerouting us for a second, but this is coming up here. Question. It's like we keep like referring to the modern ones as some of the bad ones. So
I watched This Is Christmas 2022. I'd say that's pretty recent. I wouldn't say like I have to watch it every year, but it was cute. Kind of gave me the same vibes of Love Actually, where like, all these people are on the same train every single day, and they don't ever interact with each other. And so then this guy's like, hey, why don't we throw a Christmas party? And so I was like, you get to see how they all, like, build these connections together and have a party.
Did they have a Christmas on the train during their train ride?
No. So he was like, it's so funny. The moment I love, he just, like, stands up, and he's awkwardly. He's like, well, hey, guys, this is my name. Like, I think we should have a Christmas party. And it's so awkward, and everybody's just looking at him. And... anyway, yeah. Okay. I just thought it was, like, really spoke to, like, how people crave connection. And, like, you're with these people every single day on the same train, and you never once spoke to them.
Or how weird it is that you crave connection that other people also don't, you know? Like, you could be on a train and say hi to somebody, and they're like, you're weird.
No.
But, like,
yeah.
It's funny. Not that weird, you know?
Uh-huh. It was cute.
Was that on Netflix?
I don't remember when I watched it on.
I'm sure you can stream it somewhere, Jill.
Mm-hmm. Like that. I like that idea.
Okay.
I like that.
Christmas movie I don't like is The Holiday. The Holiday.
Remind me.
Got
I just rated it.
Got Kate Winslet in it, right?
And Jack Black and Jude Law and Cameron Diaz.
Jack Black is great. I think I've seen this. The Holiday.
It's just.
I think I've seen this.
It's just not good.
I don't think I've.
I don't
seen
even know.
Movie.
I'm not going to go adjectives on here. I'm just. It's 2006. It's just not good.
Yes, directed by Nancy Myers. Mm-hmm. So the aesthetic is perfect.
Is there like the aesthetic a is not bad. In the movie?
I'll
or something?
Say. I'll give it like a point for the aesthetic. It definitely has sort of that look. But
if you wanted to say,
I think
I
it's
don't
a
know.
Lame movie. I just think it's lame.
It's not like focused on Christmas. It just happens at Christmas time.
Which I don't could be think one of Jack Black should be in a Christmas movie.
But no, it's so
I love
sweet
Jack
because
Black.
You get to see him as
I
a love
him.
Interest.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no,
I do
it's
remember
so good.
That. Yes.
I love Jack
I literally
Black.
Watched
I don't
it
see
last
him.
Night.
I don't see him.
I think
as
my wife likes this one too.
It's
well,
so
she watched
good.
It while we were dating. That was my one exposure to it, and I was like, I don't like this at all. This is
I
not
can
my
see
jam.
You just
love it.
Not it.
Taking one for the team and watching.
And I'm going to do a bonus one. Mickey Mouse is A Christmas Carol.
You don't wait. That's like your worst one.
It has
I
the would, same thing as the as
I
the Rudolph
that.
One.
The
it,
one where it's like
dude, Marley, terrifying.
No. Are you
Marley.
Talking
terrifying.
About the one where it's
who's
like
Marley, this is
Marley
an old
is
one?
His
Donald Duck
his friend.
Oh,
his like friend in the isn't Marley is his friend?
Okay, are
or
you
something?
Talking about the one where Donald Duck and like I don't know the female one right?
Daisy.
And then Daisy and then me and then Minnie and they're all like ice skating outside.
Sounds right.
At some point.
Maybe.
And she like falls, Minnie falls down and then like.
What? I don't know. No, but.
Is this
Donald
recent?
Duck is, no, but Donald Duck is Ebenezer recent, Scrooge, sure. right? Isn't that right? No.
Again, I don't know
it's Mickey's, there's lots of Mickey Christmas.
No, not Mickey's Magical Christmas.
I'm talking about
it's,
this one.
That's is Mickey Mouse, no, that's a different one that you're looking one. At there. It's Mickey Mouse, A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Or Disney's A Christmas Carol or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's
anyways, because Mickey Mouse, I think, plays who's Bob Cratchit, right? The one who works for Ebenezer Scrooge.
They're all playing a different character.
Hey, like the Christmas Carol movie is like the storyline. It's a good story, but like it's kind of mature, and I think it's a little weird for kids. And to do it
Disney.
With the Mickey characters,
mm-hmm.
and there was something about like. The Ghost of Christmas Past and stuff that like gave me
I've
the heebie-jeebies.
Because it's like little ducks are like the kids of
Something like that.
Yeah, and he's
I mean,
like begging
people out there that love
a
this
raise.
That are gonna just be like screaming right now. But yeah, that's I just don't like it. I think I maybe watched it with my kids once and was like, yeah. I mean, I like the general A Christmas Carol story,
there's
but there's something about it that just it weirds me out. I don't know. Anyways, it wears me out less now, but I remember that it did as a kid. So I'm kind of like, well, it definitely will for my kids. Then. And then so why do this? So anyways, there you go. I don't know if I hate it, but it's just kind of one that is iconic. And I don't know. I just don't feel it.
There's a lot of Mickey Mouse adaptation Christmas movies I didn't even think about until now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get you a Disney Plus subscription. You can... this episode not brought to you by Disney Plus.
Definitely not. Do not download until we're
back. Christmas movie you've never seen that other people talk about. Or we can add one that you just recently watched because you knew that you were going to do this podcast episode.
No, I didn't. You had not seen up until now. Blow you up.
Oh, no.
So, I don't think I've seen your favorite Christmas movie.
It's a Wonderful Life? I recently just watched that.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it. What's it again?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it's a Wonderful Life? Yeah. I might have seen it. Like, I feel like I've seen parts of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was just one of those movies I'm not really into, like... It almost gives like rom-com vibes, or not com, like almost like, what am I trying to say? It's like a very like lovey-dovey movie.
Kind of, and, but it's not.
And like,
it's not.
I'm not that, I don't know. I just don't, like when I go to pick out a movie. No.
Yes, he hates love. That's what I'm hearing.
Uh-huh.
When I go to pick out a movie, I'm not picking a romance movie because
it's
not picking the movie and somebody else is picking the movie, it's most likely a romance movie.
Again, don't watch The Holiday, but do watch
That Is All Romance.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, some of it in black and white too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, that makes it a little harder to access for you youngins up in here. My kids like it though. They like them.
This is what I was going to bring up. I recently watched it for the first time. Sure, I don't know if I had, but I could not remember, so I did. And then I watched it on Amazon Prime, and they cut out the most critical part of the movie.
This is skipping ahead to our general Christmas movie rage, but let's go ahead and do it, because this is crazy.
It is crazy. So they cut out, like, I don't even know how long the time is, but they cut out the Pottersville scene. So it's where he wants to die, and he's like, the angel's like, okay, here's what life would have been like if you had never been born. And he, like, goes through the town and, like, sees what happens to everybody and, like...
Spoiler, by the way, for Robbie over here, but, you know.
It's 1946.
You've had time.
Yeah.
So, like, they cut out that whole scene where, like, he realizes, like, oh, I'm actually okay. Like, I'm glad to be here, be with my family, like...
That's the most important part.
They cut out like the most critical part of the movie.
Yeah, that's what I remember most.
I'm confused.
Are you sure you didn't accidentally push like the skip?
No, because I like looked it up and then like I saw a bunch of reviews like why like people were mad about. So then I had to go to YouTube.
Like a special Amazon cut of It's a Wonderful Life.
I was trying to watch it for free.
No, it can't be. Like it's a whole. Like you might as well just not watch the movie.
Yeah, it was such a confusing cut because he's in the little office after being pulled from the water. And the angel, like, briefly talks to him, and then he's running out back home. I was like,
that's crazy. That's just totally
What did
crazy.
He tell him? Like, why was he so happy? And then I, like, had to watch the other scenes on YouTube.
That's infuriating. And also, when you told me this the other day, I said, that does not count as you watching It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. You must start at the beginning and experience the whole thing in the way the story was told. Yeah. That is crazy, though. I do hate that.
That is wild. That's crazy.
Awful. Wait, where were we? Christmas movies you've never seen?
That we've never seen.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You don't have any?
I don't know. I refuse
She's watched
to watch
them all now because she was well, doing like her homework.
If people like, start talking about it, then maybe I can say I haven't seen it. Like, I haven't seen Red One. I haven't seen Die Hard.
Miracle on 34th Street?
I watched. Okay. Well, there's two versions.
That was,
I didn't watch
Die
the
Hard
original.
Is not
I watched
a Christmas
the
movie.
1990s
no
version.
No, but yeah, but the original, like, black and white version.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah.
I finally did watch Die Hard a couple weeks ago.
I don't put that under Christmas.
I'm not watching that at Christmas.
It's not.
Now we're skipping
Christmas
ahead
movie.
To Are These Christmas Movies?
Okay.
Good. Anyway. I had a whole outline for this interview, and you guys are really
welcome awesome. To our world.
Christmas movie you've never watched, Jill. That's where we're at, I think.
Right, and I'm just the Polar Express, but we already talked about that, and. They put Wizard of Oz here as a Christmas movie, but
that cannot, there's not. Is
Stacey
there
mentioned
no.
Scrooged with
that's a newer one, right?
No,
wait.
I can picture him in
what you mean? I mean, the Christmas Carol.
No,
that's what I was going to say. The Christmas Carol. What's that about? Because I don't think
the one
I've seen that.
We were just
well,
talking
not
about
the Christmas Carol. No,
a Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Story. Sorry.
Oh, that's one
oh,
of
Christmas. That's the
you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the you'll shoot your
Skip
eye
me.
Out.
Skip me.
No, but you've seen. Have you seen The Christmas Story?
Bill Murray. A Christmas Story. That was one of Stacey's favorite, and I had never seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen that one either.
What's the A Christmas Story?
A Christmas Story, you know, with the leg lamp, and he says, oh, you know, fragile, must be Italian, you know, and then, then you know, shoot your eye out, kid. He wants a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas.
Licks the pole.
His tongue gets stuck.
Oh, okay.
You gotta wash your mouth out.
That is an iconic movie. I mean, it's not one of my favorites, but it's definitely iconic.
I bet I haven't watched it. I'm very embarrassed to say that. But I know about the leg lamp. I know all the things, you know, but I don't think I've watched it. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah. I mean, that one, like so many cultural references literally come from that movie.
Yeah. The lick the pole thing for sure.
All right. Yeah. I feel bad.
I can't. None of these that we've mentioned so far are movies I haven't seen. So if we come across
Jack Frost.
Oh yeah, no, you said that one. I have not seen Jack Frost.
I haven't seen Jack Frost.
I don't. No, maybe I did watch it. I think the kids kind of find these, like, you know, I would consider Jack Frost sort of a B movie type. I don't know. It does have a big name actor in it, right?
Michael Keaton.
Oh, I loved it.
Some people have heard of him, but it's not like a top tier. So my kids find some of these sort of cast off. Oh, there's The Christmas Chronicles.
Oh.
I just watched that.
And there's like The Christmas Chronicles 4 or whatever. Yeah. I mean, they just like kept spinning them.
Yeah.
They're sort of like fairly harmless, but also not great.
Wait, are you talking about the ones with Tim Allen?
No. Oh my gosh, no.
Those, the Santa Claus. Those are great.
Okay, that actually is, that's like required watching.
Yeah.
Have you seen all three of those?
I've seen two of them.
Yeah, they did a third one.
They do have a third one. But I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, the first one is the best, and the second one's fine.
Very rarely do Christmas movies sequels do good anyway.
Yeah, they're just ruining something.
Original
great
stories,
by
they have to come up with them more.
Yeah, it's awful. The Santa Claus, but no, the Christmas Chronicles. It does actually have kind of the Santa Claus feel a little to it, but it's. What's the guy? Who's the main actor in that one?
Kurt Russell,
yes.
Oh. It was 2018.
It's fine. If you're looking for sort of just harmless cheese, you know, it's fine. But it's
there's
nothing.
Some good scenes.
It's nothing. Yeah, it's all right.
Is there one that you've wish you have watched and you haven't yet? Did we? Is that
no,
what we're
on? I don't know if I can think of one that I haven't watched and I wish I had watched. Mm-hmm. Next question. Are these Christmas movies? All right, so things that people say are Christmas movies, but it's debatable. Okay. Die Hard.
No. Refuse.
It is not.
No.
Just because it's set in Christmas time.
I think people just say it's a Christmas movie just to sort of ruin the whole Christmas movie.
Yeah. Get people riled up.
Yeah.
To say that they don't like Christmas movies is like horrible. So then they say, oh, I like Die Hard.
Yeah.
And like, that's.
Grow up.
Yeah. That's right. There you go, Teague. Wow. Little Women.
No.
I don't know if I've seen it.
The correct answer is yes.
No, it is not.
On this one.
There is so much that happens in that movie. You cannot say it's Christmas.
There's so many books. There's just so many Little Women books.
I'm not talking
not
about
Christmas.
Books here. We don't read books. We don't watch books. We watch movies.
So it's called The Little Woman Christmas?
No. What?
No, so exactly.
Just Little Women. There's no the.
There's lots of books and lots of years.
It's a Christmas movie.
Are you talking about the most recent one?
I have no opinion.
No, I didn't watch that one.
That one's good. But again, there's so
one
much.
One with Kirsten Dunst is the little one.
I will have to watch that as well.
I've watched only the recent one.
In fact, I'm putting that on my list.
The one with Kirsten Dunst as the youngest sister is the best one.
And, you haven't seen the latest one. How would you know?
I just know.
Okay. Again, there's too much that happens in that storyline to be Christmas.
Let me just put this out there.
Okay.
Watch it during Christmas time and then tell me if it's a Christmas movie or not.
Well, I think that's subjective.
Yeah, it is. And I'm telling you that you will subjectively say after watching it at Christmas that it's a Christmas movie.
I'm saying if you watch a movie the first time at Christmas, you're probably inevitably going to think it's a Christmas movie.
The Christmas scene, listen,
but if you don't, then you can just say whatever. And I haven't seen Little Women, which I put it on my list, but
it's good.
That's my point being, if you start,
you should read. I have not watched it.
Who were the main actresses in that?
We just had all the books.
I'm terrible on naming actresses. I'm going to find it. Little Women, the good one. That's what I'm going to
do. Oh my gosh.
The good one.
It's not going to pop up.
It's not going to pop up.
Chad will tell you.
It's like the 90s or something, isn't
it's
it?
It's Little Women. Fine. 90s.
Who's sorry, audience. See, sorry that's my for other... this.
Nobody's sorry for anything. Like, yeah. I mean, oh, I yeah. Susan Sarandon's the mom. Winona Ryder. Kirsten Dunst.
I need to see this.
That's the issue. There's so many streaming though.
Claire Danes as Beth March. Come on. Christian Bale.
I like Christian Bale.
Is Laurie?
Christian Bale. Right.
Yeah. What a great movie. Great movie.
Where do I find that?
You just have to stream it.
Okay. And that's the issue is that all these other movies I'd like to
watch. You can probably find it on VHS
Netflix.
Somewhere. Oh. Yeah. Stream it. I don't. I think we have it on, I think we watch it on Amazon Prime.
My
something.
Oldest son had every Little Woman book he
Listen,
collected.
The cover, the image is it's snowing outside. Like
I gotta
so
say,
much of that movie
like
happens.
Movie.
It feels Christmas. And then listen, I'm not gonna spoil everything, but the scene when Beth gets the piano at Christmas, just bring some tissues. Okay. All right. You're just gonna be a puddle.
Well, I have a bonus and it's that I think Rise of the Guardians, if you haven't seen it.
Haven't
is a fantastic movie and it is undeniably a Christmas movie.
This is not a Guardians of the Galaxy thing. This
no,
is another
no.
thing.
Okay. Rise of the Guardians is an animated movie yeah. in which Jack Frost is in, Santa is in, Mrs. Claus is in. There's a bunch of elves, and then there's also it's like the boogeyman or like basically the entire movie is like boogeyman's trying to ruin Christmas or something. It's like. Basically the, oh, what is the...
Like the Tooth Fairy in it, too?
Yeah, Tooth Fairy's in it.
Easter Bunny?
The Easter Bunny's also in it. Mm-hmm. This movie.
Okay. What's it? I've not seen this. No, I've never even seen that image before.
For those who haven't.
Okay, yeah, nobody can see that.
It's great. And the boogeyman okay. is actually scary.
Ew.
Rise of the Guardians. Rise
yes,
of the Guardians?
Rise of the Guardians.
What year okay. was that?
It is a Probably like 13 movie or something yeah. like that. Okay. 2012.
Okay. Mm.
It's a very good movie.
You were just a little whippersnapper.
Like and the Santa is actually tatted up, naughty and nice.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I think I might watch this.
It's a good movie.
Get out of here
so
with
good.
That. I'm not watching that movie.
It's
okay.
So
there's
good.
One that I've never seen and I'm not watching.
It's good.
And your kids will not watch that.
Yeah, that looks ridiculous. Good. I like that you like that movie. That's great. It's good.
It's a great movie.
How about While You Were Sleeping? Christmas movie. Huh?
Don't.
Little rom-com situation? Sandra Bullock?
Oh,
Sandra Bullock, I know.
Yes.
But, huh? It's very Christmassy.
I'm trying to remember the
what
last
happened?
Time I watched it.
I keep dropping these chick flicks.
I know.
And I'm kind of going to have to I'm gonna have to go back and pivot on Die Hard and be like, Die Hard.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if Christmas I've associated movie. It with Christmas, but I haven't watched it in a bit, so I don't remember. Does it happen at Christmas time?
Yeah, that's kind of the setting. I don't know. I feel like it just
Is
feels kind of Christmassy.
Robin Williams? Oh, wait, no. It's Bill Pullman. Sorry.
All right. Any other ones that people say are Christmas movies that... Do not earn the
Trading
title.
Places?
Trading Places.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
And,
are you looking at a list here,
yeah,
Jill?
Yeah. Yep. Says
this isn't coming from your
you
heart.
Said
this
luck,
is coming from a list.
Not from a heart. Okay. I can't think. Love Actually, is that one that you brought up?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that at Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She said yes.
I've seen that. I think I've seen that one time. Long
and
time.
And then how about an Ice Age? A Mammoth Christmas?
Yeah,
because
that one's like, it's like a short. It's a short. It's at Christmas time.
That's fine. I mean, that's just
basically
kind of
just
you know,
a
innocent drivel. It's fine. Yeah.
I cannot believe we have not brought Home Alone up yet.
Oh, I know. That's true. I mean, yeah, there are several that are waiting outside the door to be let in. So, yeah, Home Alone.
Love Home Alone.
Harry
Potter. Okay,
it is a Christmas movie.
First Home Alone or second Home Alone?
First.
Oh, first. First is the best.
I think maybe second for me, actually. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm
you
just
love
saying.
That guy.
I do love to be that guy, but I kind of think the second one I like better.
I don't even...
Lost in New York, man.
But,
what a great movie.
But I think the thing is, with the first one, you don't really know.
You don't know what's happening. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and then the second one, it's like
oh, here he goes again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, but then when you see old Marvin
like really,
Harry
he gets
climb
lost,
out of the...
He gets left behind twice. I mean, like...
Yeah, like, what is this kid's problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. There's some bad parenting
yes.
happening there.
Yeah.
Major bad.
Well, it's the issue with all the children. You have so many. You can't keep track.
Well, that's true. It is hard.
I don't think you can take Home Alone very serious, though, because it's very entirely unrealistic.
Right.
But
well, it's unrealistic now. I actually think it's interesting. Things like that,
yeah.
You can't even imagine that situation playing out for like 8 minutes.
I'm saying mainly the
now.
Kid. Mainly the kid.
The kid's got like an iLife watch movie. On with location services, and they're like, oh, he's right there. Mm-hmm. It's fine. They would like leave the house, and they get an alert on their phone. It would be like, oh, you left your child behind. They're like, oh, shoot,
that's
well,
actually
we're going to miss our flight.
That.
It would be the end of the movie.
When I get in my truck, if I have something in my back seat, it tells me, look in the back seat. Don't forget. For
love
like
it.
If you forget your child.
I actually don't hate
love
that
it.
Feature.
No, that's great.
Yeah. I won't forget my child back there
Bro.
When I have one. I will not.
I'm just saying there's a reason they put that. There's a reason that
five,
they put that
maybe,
on there.
If I have five.
Yeah, I'm not saying I have or would, but I'm just saying I like that feature, you know.
Yeah.
So don't forget your backpack if it's just your backpack back there. But okay. Any others that don't? Oh, yeah. Harry Potter. I kind of do feel like Harry Potter is Christmassy.
What? You know?
Because the Christmas like moments are so
depends. Yeah, which one
poignant.
You're watching?
The first one, I think, doesn't it have a pretty good Christmassy moments?
I am not a huge Harry Potter person, but I've seen the first one multiple times, and I don't classify it as Christmas. Okay. Personally,
it's fine.
I was like,
I think there's too much else going on.
There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Any others? Chronicles of Narnia, the first Chronicles of Narnia movie. My kids like that.
Yeah, that is.
And
great.
That one has to be a Christmas movie because it's literally winter always, but no Christmas. That's like the whole premise of what's happening in Narnia. So
until Santa.
Well, yeah, Santa comes because Aslan and the four. You know, anyways, yeah. But Santa, that's a great moment. Yeah, Christmas movie for sure.
Although that's a movie you don't have to watch at Christmas.
No, yeah. There's it's not like Home Alone or some of these others.
Yeah.
So okay. Any other general Christmas movie rants and raves? I'll start because I wrote mine down. I hold it against Apple TV Plus that they somehow got the rights to the Charlie Brown, all the Charlie Brown things, because I was going to watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving with my kids. Mm-hmm. Sign up for Apple TV Plus. I'm like, I'm good. I don't really want Apple TV Plus. I don't need any more subscriptions in my life, but I have to if I want to watch. I think you can do what Tegan did on It's a Wonderful Life, and you can get on YouTube and you can find like 2 minute segments of it and piece them together like a crazy person. Or you can just not watch Charlie Brown anymore. Or I guess you can buy an Apple TV Plus subscription,
also,
but I'm not doing that.
You can go down that rabbit hole for everything.
You can.
We have so
it just bothers me.
Because everyone's, it's like Monopoly.
It's infuriating.
It is so infuriating.
It's infuriating. So
and Netflix just bought Warner Brothers.
Mm. Is it confirmed?
Is this breaking news right now, Tegan?
Not breaking.
Should
no.
you be at the Should you be at the desk cranking out a story on this?
No, this is not breaking.
Okay. Well,
stay tuned.
Apple TV Plus. If you want to watch Charlie Brown Christmas, you got to have Apple.
That's
TV
the only
Plus.
Place you can
That's
watch it.
That's the only place. I mean, somebody can correct me on this, but I'm almost positive because I looked at this. It was like, oh, they got it. They cornered it, and you're like not getting it anywhere else.
Wow, that's
sad. It's not right. No. So there you go. There's my Christmas movie rant. Any others? Is Charlie Brown going to just stand on his own there?
People bash. I understand why people bash like the Hallmark movies, but I think they just perfectly fit the vibe of easy watching.
I'm out on the Hallmark.
Okay.
Happiness.
Okay, if you are a girl and love the Hallmark movies, raise your hand. And if you're a guy and you're not like the Hallmark movies, raise your hand. Okay, it's fine for you girls
See,
to like the
it's
Hallmark
funny.
Movies.
Funny, we love love.
I love love.
Mm-hmm. Love love.
I don't like cheap love though.
Oh,
it's
shots fired.
It's like it's like to the point where it's
there's
like,
just so much worse that could be watching.
Oh, small town boy and big town city girl, and it's like big town city girl comes to the apple farm and like meets small town boy, and it's
it
like it's the
same
thing
story.
Over and over.
So
over
like
over.
I like them specifically because I don't have to pay that much attention. Oh. Like I want the vibe of like
you want a movie where you don't have to watch because it's
I want something on the TV that's like giving me Christmas, giving me love, but I don't have to pay that much attention.
I agree.
Like there's
I prefer edge of my seat movies, not. I don't care to watch it though.
See, this is
while
where
I'm
it
cooking,
all ends
while
up
I'm
there.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Making
a pie.
Not that bad. It gets the hate because of the Christmas.
Yeah,
because
people try to like force the Christmas. Yeah. It does feel like the guy answer to the girl Hallmark Christmas movie thing though. So,
I could agree.
For whatever
I
that's
could agree.
Worth.
I love having cheesy things. There needs to be more cheese.
It's kind of a game for me, though, because I'll start watching one, and then I'm like, nope, this one's too fake. I'll move on to the next one. I'm trying it's to like, find ooh, one that's...
What can I guess that happens here?
Yes, or I'm just, like, trying to find one that's really well written, good actors, you know, or they do a good job.
There is something to say about that, though, because there's Hallmark films where actors are getting their shot, basically, in Hallmark films, and then they yes. end up, you know... getting their way up the ladder, but
or they're I think the ones that are there in every show,
or that
that is when it starts to get tricky. But when they start using the same exact actors, I'm like, some of the movies I can't handle, like
right,
Jet or Hot Frosty.
Oh my, that sounds like a different type of. That should be on a different.
I don't know if that one is Hallmark. I forget who did it, but it's a snowman that turns into a man. And you're like,
oh, Frosty. That's change the channel.
Have you watched Schitt's Creek?
Yes.
It's oh man, what's his name? Ted or something? Alexis's boyfriend that she had for a while.
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Anyway, okay. It's that actor. I'm like, what are you doing here? Like,
so just some sort belong. Of like hunk type dude or something?
He looked better in Schitt's Creek than he did in the movie. I was like, but yes, they did like make him hunky. Hunky. Okay. But it's like funny because she like puts a scarf on him and then he turns into a real man.
Hot and Frosty, they fall in love, folks.
And then he gets to stay alive.
Like Expo now, see, I don't like 2025 those. Christmas movie oh, wreck.
No, I was just saying, like those that. Are some of the ones I'm like, ah, this is too much.
Skip. No. Skip that skip one. It. Okay, but the one that we have to mention before we sign off. White Christmas, anybody?
Yeah. That was the one.
That's one that's like so, it's almost like... under like
no
nobody...
Jill?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure in my lifetime.
I can't remember the last time I've seen it, but I've seen the movie.
That one's in almost every year for us. Like really? That one is on the Christmas short list.
What's
for
it
us,
about?
For
sure. That one was more recent.
It's about the two it's about the friends that the one saves the other one.
Bing Crosby.
And the one saves Christmas the other album. One in the army, like they're in battle or something, and he saves his buddy, and then they end up like going on show. And getting a showbiz together, and then they meet these two sisters that are in showbiz, and there's this sort of love story. It's a great song. I was singing it just the other day, actually, to my daughters who are sisters.
And then now it's like it's a big Broadway thing too, because it's like a musical, basically, yeah. And a lot of songs.
Right? Yeah. And we like wow. musicals, so it's a great one. Originally it's kind of hard to figure out what's happening in that movie. The plot takes a while to kind of coalesce. Like, you're like, what is this just about these friends? And then they go to Vermont. But it actually becomes a really very heartwarming moment at the end. Like, it's great. Like, it's actually a good story. It's just sort of a weirdly told story. So you got to give it time.
Maybe that's why
I love musicals.
That might be. It takes a minute to sort of figure out what's happening. Yeah, and then it's got the musical components. And people either love that or don't like that. But,
wow.
Well, and I mean, literally, Irving Berlin. White Christmas, like I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That's from that movie.
Okay.
That's literally right. from that movie. So
I'm
yeah,
going,
it's
I'm
iconic.
Going to,
Jill,
to
add
that.
It to the
I
list.
I need to watch that. Yes.
The sister's
I will.
Song is a banger. Too.
The sister's song is okay. so good. It's hilarious. Actually,
it's really good.
Well, actually, what's more hilarious?
Sisters, there have never been such devoted sisters. Yeah. Something like that.
It's perfect. Okay. Yeah. And then it's even funnier when Bing Crosby and this is a spoiler for Jill. The other guy, oh my gosh, the other actor. When they remember they put on the girls' costumes to let them get away.
Oh,
because they owe some guy rent or something, and they put on the girls' costumes and perform.
I know more of the plot from the Broadway one.
Oh man,
I don't remember that.
Okay, I think that's a hilarious moment. Okay,
all right,
good. All right, I think that we have said enough things about Christmas movies. Enraged enough people.
I got some things out.
Burns. Yeah, well, he's cathartic. Yeah, good. So, and everybody has something they need to add to their list, maybe to watch, at least between now and Christmas Day.
Real quick, have your kids watched Klaus? It's a new.
No, I've seen that.
Klaus
on
is like the bad. It's like Santa's brother or something, right?
Oh, this is a newer animation one. It's on Netflix. It's so cute. It's like it follows this. Mailman who like gets posted into a really bad area, and then you like see how this other guy ends up becoming like a Santa figure for the town. And I forget what her name is, but she plays like a teacher, and it's actually super cute little animated movie.
Okay. We'll just add Klaus to the
maybe too cute much for kids. Oliver and Pam, but
yeah. Klaus.
It's good.
With cool. a K.
It's a cute one.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks for tuning into this. Thanks for sticking around to the end of this episode of Take on the Lake. If you're still did. With us, you made it. Thanks for letting us get these things off our chest, really. And genuinely, from the Lake Expo crew, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And I will just sign us off with a quote from Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.